Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, David. Oh, it's just a pleasure for me to be here. I always have a special place in my heart for this church because I did come to speak 17 years ago, and I did come to speak even 30 years ago. Kennedy Schultz and I started our classes together, and when we were out speaking as guest speakers, things have changed since then, because we used to have to take our Science of Mind textbook, come up with a lesson, read from that lesson, and then talk about what the Science of Mind is and what it's all about. Today we get to experience the Science of Mind. Today we no longer have to leave it out there. Today we bring it into us and we embody it. And when we embody the science, then our whole life begins to change. I'm going to talk to you today about change, because change is important. Everything that's going on in the world right now is falling apart. It's falling apart. It's built on sand. It cannot stand. It cannot. It is the collective consciousness of everything that has ever happened up until this time. Now, we as practitioners of Science of Mind have the opportunity to understand that as we let go of the old, and only as we let go of the old, that which isn't working any longer, can we move forward. So everything is in a state of flux and everything is in a state of change. Now, the interesting thing is there is one thing that we have to do, one thing that we are ready and ripe to do. We have been along our spiritual path. We have arrived at the place where it's time to surrender, gang. It's time to surrender. And when I say surrender, I'm talking about surrendering to the power of God within. To recognize that power that is within you and to begin to use that power in a different way. Everything is changing. You will change. You cannot stop change. It's what we do with the change. A friend of mine the other day was talking to me about her husband. She said, "Oh, I've been married for quite a long time." She said, and the other day, she said, we went to bed. And she said, I went to bed and I got in my bed. And she said, I said to him, "Honey, you just don't hug me anymore." So he reluctantly gave her a little hug. She said, "Well, honey, you just don't kiss me anymore." So he reluctantly went over to her and went. She wanted more. She said, "Honey, you used to nibble on my neck." And then he started getting up, she told me. She said, "Honey, where are you going?" And he said, "To get my teeth." Change. Change. We're all in the process of change. We're all in the process of letting go. We're all in the process of setting up a new archetype. We're all in the process of creating. Now, many of you are saying, "Well, I don't like the process." Many of you are saying, "Well, I don't have a job." Well, you didn't like your job in the first place. You went around spewing out, "I don't like my job, I don't like my boss," and when you're the first one that gets walked to the car and they say, "Adios, goodbye, so long, ciao," you say, "What's going on?" You see, we're responsible for what's going on in our life. We are responsible. Our thoughts, our feelings, our perceptions, the way I view something is what I'm going to get back. It's the nature of life. It's the way it works. We are all individual expressions of God. God flows freely through us as we allow God to flow freely through us. I'm going to invite you to joyride the universe. I'm going to tell you to let go of all of that stuff out there. To decide, I'm going to let go. I'm going to joyride the universe. I'm going to trust the process of life. You've trusted the process of life so far, right? You managed to look pretty good to me. So in some way, your consciousness has brought you to where you are. It's interesting because people who come to New Thought programs, New Thought churches, usually are survivors, right? You had to learn how to survive. You learn how to survive by making things work. You learn how to survive by manipulating and controlling. I know. I know. However, there comes a time when you've got to let go. There comes a time when it's not working any longer, because it's not working any longer anymore. It is time to surrender. You say, but surrender to what, Joyce? Surrender to recognizing and acknowledging and allowing the power to work through you. Not sometimes. Not when it's convenient. Not when it's to your benefit. But all the time. Many of us as survivors, we're not survivors anymore, we're thrivers. Get that in your head. We're thrivers. But many of us, when we were survivors, liked being survivors. It had its benefits. Not anymore. Not anymore. So it's a matter of simply letting go of the past, the trauma of the past, the investments of the past, the going back to talk about the past, to let go, to become centered, to live in the now, and to recognize that your thoughts, your feelings, your perceptions, your viewpoints, the way you see yourself and others is going to determine your future. I promise you, because that's the way it works. We happen to think, oh, if I just set one goal, then I'm on that goal path and I'll get there and nothing else counts. Everything counts. Every minute counts. Everything is a thought pattern. Every thought pattern collects. Every thought pattern goes into a collective consciousness. The collective consciousness is the consciousness that is manifesting now. There was a lot of dishonesty. There was a lot of things that were going on. We don't have to even go there to know that. And so what happens is it's not standing. It can't. And so what's breaking down is breaking down. And as I said, we get an opportunity to start all over again the way we want our life to go. You all have talents. You have abilities, you have time, you have a mind. And you have a mind of God working in and through you, and you're aware of it. Now, we all recognize and, you know, we progress in this thing of life, this pathway of life and pathway of metaphysics and our spiritual walk. And what we do is we come and we start and we come to class and we come to the church and we love what we hear. We love the energy. That energy is so great. We feel so good. And then we got to get down to work. Look at the array of classes you have that you can go to. But once we start the classes, we can't sit back and say, oh, good class. Really a good class. Now which class can I take? Because we have to take the information that we get from the class and we have to apply it. We have to apply it to our life. Some people around us might not like it that we've applied it. Some people around us might say, you're changing. Ever since you started going to that church, you're changing. And I don't like it. And what you have to do is you have to love, bless, release, and let go. Because you can't stop your growth. You come into this life alone, you're going to leave this life alone. And it's your pathway. And it's not a pathway of struggle. It's not meant to be struggle. It's not meant to be. It's meant to live one day at a time. Now, we talk about cause and effect. We all understand cause and effect. This was the first thing we learned. You set a cause, you're going to get an effect. You allow God to handle the details. But then we move and we start to go to more classes. And we recognize and acknowledge that there is this power of God that works in our life and that we can supersede cause and effect and come from what? Grace. Grace. That which happens for us in such a miraculous and marvelous way, we say, oh, wait till I tell Susie Q. Wait till I tell Paul. Wait till I tell David. This is my manifestation. It just happened. Well, we know the energy of it just happened, don't we? It's a marvelous, marvelous energy. The collective consciousness says that we have to start to focus on different things. It's interesting because on my way over here, now I did move. I moved out to Woodstock. That's Woodstock, Georgia. I downsized, got rid of everything. When I got rid of everything, I lost 20 pounds. All that old baggage gone. All that old stuff gone. And I moved out to Woodstock. Now, it's interesting because I drove in a different way today. I drove in 75 rather than 400. And as I was driving in, I was thinking and I was thanking God. I said, thank you, God. Thank you. And I'm talking to the God within. I'm not going, hey, God, thank you. And I said, God, thank you that I have the opportunity to speak at different churches every Sunday. And I do. I go to this church and that church, and they're all over the country. And if they're 4 or 5 hours away, I'll drive or I'll go the day before. And I get to see the spring. I get to see the summer. I get to see the fall. I get to see the winter. I get to see the terrain. I get to see the beauty. I get to see the clouds. I get to see it getting dark earlier, light earlier. It's a phenomena. But today, I was looking at the signs along the way. Eat more chicken. Get a new face at the plastic surgery center. I'm driving along and I'm thinking, I'm focusing on these things. I don't even like chicken anymore. But they're telling me, eat more chicken. What am I focusing on? What are you focusing on? Eating more chicken or spirituality? The interesting thing is that we were talking about, in the room over there, talking about eyesight. I said, oh, I got rid of my glasses. Rid of your glasses? Yeah, I can see. I can see all of you. I can see you there with your hands over here, right there, right in the back. How did I do this? I started seeing the good in life instead of the negative. I stopped seeing the signs. I started seeing the terrain. I started seeing the beauty in you instead of looking at the flaws. I started looking at things differently, and my eyesight got better. About 3 years ago, I went to the doctor. I said, I don't think I need glasses anymore. He said, well, we'll see. So what he did is he checked my eyes, and he came back, and he said, you're right. You don't need glasses. He said, how old are you? I told him. I'm not going to tell you. He says to me, Well, at your age, they're going to get worse. I said, that's not my truth. Silently. The interesting thing now is that I can put away my reading glasses, too. Next week's guest performer is. I'm learning not to use reading glasses. Is this not a demonstration of the science of mind? Because when we focus on the negative, when we're looking at the negative, we're going to create negative in our life. We're going to create disease in our life. We're going to create all of these things in our life. I've got to keep remembering that God flows freely through me. God is a part of me, and I am a part of him, her, or it. It doesn't matter. And you can call it God, you can call it Spirit, you can call it Infinite Mind, you can call it the Christ, you can call it Buddha, you can call it Allah, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but call it and know it's there. Recently, I did a program for the Interfaith Broadcast System. And I went over there to the studio and I was amazed. I was absolutely amazed because there were pictures of all of the faith, all of the symbols of all of the faith. And I just was overwhelmed at the beauty and the magnificence and the energy that came from each one of those symbols. We are all one, gang. We are all one. We are one in this universe. We all have talents. We all have abilities. We all have time. And we all have the mind of God operating in and through and as us. Let's begin to act and talk and walk like we have this power. Let's surrender to the power. I'm a faith-based person. And you say, wait a minute, Joyce. Faith-based means I'm going to trust in a power that I can't see. Faith-based means that I trust the power of God working in and through my life. Now, I want to tell you something. Not too long ago, I was speaking over at MCC, Metropolitan Community Church. It's a very traditional church. Spoke there several times. The minister over there came to me and he said, Joyce, I'd like to have you come and speak at my church. Now, if you've ever been inside of the church, it's a huge church. It's a magnificent church with lots of columns. Lots of beauty, and has two big media screens up there. Two big ones, and you stand down here, and the screens show on you. Now, I had no doubt as to why I created that opportunity. The opportunity came to me because I was visualizing myself, Joel Osteen, in a church. You see how the mind works? So it took me there. So the minister said to me, I want you to come and open up the minds of these people to one power, one presence, one God. He said, I want you to speak to them. He said, only one thing. He said, you're going to have to throw out some scripture and lots of amens. And I said, I can do that. So we recognize this power. We recognize this power that you have. You recognize that the law of attraction is always going to draw to you what you're putting out. What are you putting out? How are you feeling today? What's your vibrational frequency? David Hawkins will tell you, go read his book. If you're down here in fear, if you're down here in anger, you're vibrating at a low level. Bring your vibration up. And when you start to bring your vibration up, you start to walk in that grace, in that vibrational love of love, 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 and everything good starts to come to you. We learn to live in the now. We learn to live now. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and that sounds trite, but it's true. Your thoughts of today, your feelings of today, your views of today, what you're putting out there today is going to create tomorrow, next week, and the next year. It's time to forgive. It's time to release. It's time to let go of the old thought patterns. They don't do you any good. So you let go. You surrender to the power of God to work in and through your life for your highest and greatest good. You trust divine right action is taking place in my life now. Things happen to me with ease and grace. Not, oh my God, is this happening to me again? So when you trust that everything happens through ease and grace, you will start to see everything happening through ease and grace. Love yourself. Love yourself. You're the most important person in your life. It's time to love yourself. It's time to recognize that it's okay to change. It's okay to throw away old ideas, old ways of doing things. It's okay. In fact, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Your mantra. Say it and say it often. Use me, use me, use me, dear God, for the highest and greatest good of the planet and the highest and greatest good of self. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go and take these wonderful words that Joyce has left with us. Change. And let's add on to that, the change is going to do me good. That's what this life presence is all about. Changing and surrendering. We've run along for so often and so long trying to be in control of so many things that are outside of ourselves, and we get drained of our energy, we get tired, we get sick, we get angry, and we get frustrated. And when you finally learn to set those things down, set them aside, they are not the truth of you, they're the fact of you. The truth of you is the goodness of life, the fullness of life, wisdom, joy, abundance, love. That is the truth of our being. And if we're not sensing that at any time, we need to let it go and go back to the truth of ourselves. And understanding at the center of our being is something that's not been touched by anything. It hasn't been touched by broken up relationships. It hasn't been touched by the recession. It hasn't been touched by world news of any virus or anything like that. At the center of our being is the wholeness and the goodness of life. This morning we learned the word surrender. Surrender to that which is there. Let go of the lesser things, the things that are demanding your attention. Control your mind and go back to the understanding of just who you are. Use me. Use me. Use me. Let's take just 1 minute. Every single one of us in here has something that we need to let go of this morning. And all it is just allow ourselves to take 1 minute to allow whatever that is to just set it aside and watch the 20 pounds fall off. Hold on to whatever that idea is and let it go. We've set that down. We're letting it go. The beautiful spiritual and natural laws of the universe abhors the vacuum. So in its place of all that we've just set down, we put in its place a greater understanding of ourselves, a greater understanding of life, because that truly is the truth of each one of us here. No, we don't need to take another class to learn what that is. All we need to do is to awaken out of the slumber that the rest of the world wants you to be in and know the truth about ourselves. That's what we've done here this morning. That's what we do here at this center. Awaken to this greatness of life, the fullness of life, the abundance thereof for every single one of us. We give great thanks for this understanding, and we walk out of these doors in just a few minutes knowing that this is the truth for each one of us. And so it is.